Today's shiur is sponsored by the Virtual Halacha Program, a program to learn halacha at a high level under the auspices of Rav Remenzal, with an option for smicha. Visit vhalacha.com for more information about the new zman beginning now, learning Hilchos Shabbos and Basar B'Chalav.
Okay, let's begin our discussion of Shviyas Daf Yud Gimel, 13th daf here in Masecha Shviyas. As we continue plowing through the Masechta Shviyas that we have, learning all about the seventh year, the unique halachos that come up. So yesterday we did the Mishnah on Yud Beis Mabez, and we are going to get into what determines what year something is from. What determines what stage of growth determines if it's a fifth year, sixth year, seventh year. So the Mishnah said, well, it depends on the type of item. And the Mishnah spoke about rice and millet and poppy and those types of items which are called kitnios, so to speak, legumes and the like. And the Mishnah said that depends on hashrasha, depends on when it took root. If it takes root, whatever the year of the Shemitah, it takes root during Shemitah, so it's a Shemitah growth. If it takes year, it takes root in any other year, then it's that year. And as we know, there are different halachos for the different years. As we know, from Meiser Sheni to Meiser Ani, it switches. So the Mishnah said, the language of the Mishnah is that if it took root before Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah, then it's a sixth year fruit, and it's mutter. It's mutter. What does that mean? So you might just say mutter means it does not have kedusha shvius, right? That's what the Mara Folda says. Mutarim b'shvius means kivan sheishrishu b'shana b'shishis l'fnei Rosh Hashanah ein b'kedusha shvius. Mutter means it doesn't have kedusha shvius. Not like mutter or usser. Right? But mutter or usser sound like usser. Like not just do you have to treat it with kedusha or not. So that's the added dimension that I mentioned at the end of Shir, and that's the issue of Svichin. If you look at Rav Chaim Kanievsky here, he says, Asurin, Pirish, Noheg Bahen Kedusha Shvius. Right, there's kedusha shvius ula achar gzeira svichin asur mishum svichin, and after gzeira svichin it's asur mishum svichin. These types of growth. So what is svichin? So the Torah tells us in Parshas Bahar regarding Shemitah, as we have mentioned, the activities that are asur are zuria, sadecha lo sizra, vacharmecha lo sizmar, seeding and pruning, and then the pasuk says es sefiach ketzircha lo sixar ves inv nizrecha lo sibsar. The growths of your harvest you shall not harvest. And the inveni zerecha, which are grapes, you shall not harvest. So what is that referring to? You can't harvest during Shemitah. So we paskin, like the tanoim that hold, this just means you can't harvest in the normal way. You can't harvest Shemitah in the normal way. Of course you're allowed to harvest Shemitah. Eating Shemitah fruit might even be a mitzvah, as we'll have to talk about. But it just means not harvesting in the normal way. Rashi on the pasuk says, "Lo siksar lios machzik bo kishar katsir." You can't treat it like every other harvest. Ela hefker yelakol. You have to treat it like hefker. You have to treat it in a way that maybe only take what you need to eat for your family, but not more. That's svia. But Rabbi Akiva in the Sifra on the pasuk says, "No. Svichin adaraisa." Anything that grows by itself, svichin are daraisa. We don't paskin like Rabbi Akiva. We don't paskin like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds that svichin are daraisa. We paskin like the other day. That svichin, that's not what the pasuk's referring to. So what's svichin? The topic of svichin, that's the world of Durabanan. Meaning the Rabbanan made up, created a world of svichin. What does that mean? Let's read it in the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Dalad, Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel says, Halacha Aleph, he speaks about what I just said, that you have to harvest it in a different way. If you harvest in the normal way, like it's your fields, in a regular year, then you're going to get Malchus. We'll have to see what that means. Umi divrei sofrim, says the Rambam, midrabanan, shiukala svichim asurim bachila. Aftergrowths, meaning anything that grows by itself during Shemitah is going to be usser. What are we talking about here? Only things that are planted annually. Anything that grows every year by itself, like an apple tree, fruit, all fruit. You don't have to plant a fruit tree every year. You plant a fruit tree once, and every year it grows. That's not included in the world of Svichin. Svichin is applies to almost all vegetables and items that have to be planted each and every year. Chazal said, you cannot eat from it if it grows by itself. Why? Because we're nervous that people are going to plant svichin, and then they're going to say, oh, it grew by itself. So to prevent that, they said, oh, yeah, even if it grows by itself, it's also to eat. That's svichin. V'lo magazer oleim evdei over yaveira, says the Rambam. Shel lo yelech the yizra tfuah v'kidneyos v'zero negina. A person shouldn't go plant grain and kidneyos and legumes b'toch sadeu b'seiser in private. Ukshiyitzbechu yochal mehem. And when they grow, you'll eat. V'yomar svichin ein. Oh, they grew by itself. Lefichach. Asru kala svichim atzom chemishvias. That's what Chazal said. Anything that grows during Shemitah is going to be asr. Halamadata, shein ochlin peperos shvias ela peros ilanos vaasavim shein zaronos amrov haadam. You're allowed to eat things that people don't plant. Right? If it comes up every year, could go and have pigam vayarbuzin vashodim vachokli yotzabahen. Aval hayirakos, vegetables, shederach rov haadam lizroa osan beginos sumini tu avakinios. Things that people usually plant each year, kolatzomeach mehen, aser midivrayim, not allowed to eat it. And then the Rambam adds, v'hamalakito son, and anyone who gathers them, makinos omakas mardus. You get malkas, and the Radvaz is bothered. The one who gathers it, not the one who eats it. What if you gather it and give it to your friend? Who gets the malkas? Do you get the malkas, or does your friend get the malkas? What if you gather it and never eat it? That's the iser of svichin? He says, I just don't know where the Rambam got this from. Right, Adayin Sorach Talmud, Shlom Matzasi Me'ayin Yatzel Rabbeinu Zeh. I don't know whether I got this from. We'll have to see if there's any Yerushalmi about it. Lo Yadati Imlikit V'lo Achal Amai Makin Oso. But that is the Issa Drabbanan. So how do we have vegetables during Shemitah? How do we have vegetables during Shemitah? So there is a less vegetables, but there are a couple of ways. Number one, if there's any growth, right, the Rishonim quote, if there's any growth of the vegetable before Shemitah, then it's called the sixth year. The whole thing is Durabanan. So we're Makel, any go. There are pictures of the Chazon Ish in fields, on the ground, looking to see if he could see in this whole field any little leaf, any little growth. And if he saw a little leaf, a little growth, then he'd matcha the whole field. And he'll say, this field is a sixth year field. And it's not included in Xeru Svichin. A. Svichin doesn't apply if it's owned by a guy. Owned by a guy. So that also, that's where sometimes svichin come from. Chutz la'aretz, obviously, but there's limitations. We're going to get to, we'll have to talk about Otzer Bezdin. Otzer Bezdin is nowhere in Mishnayos, so we'll have to figure out a way to put it in. Otzer Bezdin is in the Midrashim that the Ramban quotes in Bahar. But there are ways, but that's the Isser of Svichin. So when our Mishnah says here that if it's a sixth year, seventh year produce, it's going to be Usser, so that's what it's referring to. It's going to be Svichin. Okay. That was the first half of the Mishnah. It goes by these items. Orez and Duchin and Pragin go by Ashrasha. And then some of the other Tanoim say, and this also goes by Ashrasha. And Pulam Mitzri goes by Ashrasha. And Nafun and Gamlon and Gabay Ashrasha, etc. Good. Gemara. Ha'orez v'aduchin, on the top of Yud Gimel, Beperos Hilchu Achar Shlish. Here's the rule. The next two lines are crucial. Yesodos in all of Zerayim. By fruit, you go after Shlish. The Shlish. What Shlish? Shlish of growth. We'll see later on, the Gemara is going to say, when it reaches the third, 33% of its productivity, that if it produces a certain amount when it's fully grown, when it grows to a third of its production level, so that's, when it reaches that, that's considered a basic stage of growth, and wherever it reaches that, that's the year. That's the year, go by. Hilchu achar shlish. We'll have to see how chanata plays a role in this. Uba orez achar hashrasha, as our Mishnah said. By orez, you go by hashrasha. Ubi yarek, and by vegetables, b'shas lekitaso isuro. You go by when it's cut. Vegetables, you go by lekita. You go by when it's cut. Therefore, if you cut vegetables during Shemitah, it's a Shemitah vegetable. If you cut the vegetable during the sixth year, it's a sixth year vegetable. Whatever you cut it. We'll see in the Gemara what the reason is. That's what we paskin in terms of Trumas and Maisras. It goes by, vegetables go by Lakita. Remember, all vegetables, Trumas and Maisras of vegetables is Durabanan. It's Durabanan. that's Beferish. We'll have to get to the other fruit a little bit later. So Gemara says, Minayin Shehilchu Beferis Achar HaShlish. How do you know? What's the source? That by fruit you go after Shlish. Migarnecha umiyikvecha. The pasuk that says, right by in Dvarim and Parshas Re'eh, you're going to have sukkis. Ba'aspecha, when you gather migarnecha from your threshing floor, umiyikvecha, and from your wine press. Migarnecha umiyikvecha. So we darshan. Migarnecha, if it's from your threshing floor, but lo kol garnecha, not your whole threshing floor. Even if it's earlier, it's already called a goren. Meaning what's earlier? When it grows a third. Mi yikvecha, v'lo kol yikvecha. Right, says the Ras Silio, the Pasuk could have just said, garnecha, not mi garnecha. The time that you're gathering, garnacha v'yikvecha, when you're gathering your gorin and yekev. Ela lomar d'shayach hasifa filu lo asaf kedei shir kala gorin, to teach me that even if you didn't get everything, klomar shatvu avaperos lo heviu koma shahayel lahaylahem lahavi, the fruit didn't bring everything that they were going to bring. Ela mixas tahainu shlish, and you already see it's called a gorin. So even if it just grows a third, that's already significant, and that's why that's the measure that determines what year is going to be from. Good. So says the Gemara, wait a minute. If it's even earlier, so me'ata filupachas bishlish. Maybe it's even, if it grows a drop, right? Why does it have to go by a third? Maybe even less than a third, a quarter, a fifth. Amreb ze'ira, ksiv. No, there's another pasuk. Aser to aser, as kol tvua zarecha, the pasuk says in Re'ei, aser to aser be ma'aser, the tvua of your zera. Me Gemara Tainus, please. Davar shehu nizra umatzmiach. Aser to aser, bring the aser. So zarecha, something that you could plant and it will sprout. So if it's so early and if it's development, it's not going to be able to do that. It's too early. So you're putting these two together. So yatsa pachas bishlish in nizra umatzmiach, excluding before it grows a shlish. So then it's not nizra; it won't grow and be able to sprout again. Fine. So that's how you know a third. That's how you know a third. Says the interesting if that pasuk aser to aser. So we know the Gemara in Tainus tells us some are familiar aser bisvil shetit asher. Right, when you give mitzvah, we're talking about all the matanos that we're giving. Aser bishvil shetit asher, bima aser, bishvil, top line, Testament Aleph in Tainus. Aser bishvil shetit asher. Right, and that's what we say, giving mitzvah, chumas and mitzvahs, the matanos that we're supposed to give to, that brings riches. So the din daraisa is tvua, it's something that grows from the ground. Where does mitzvah ksafim come from? That's not a din daraisa. That's not a din daraisa. Maybe there's one posting that says it's a din daraisa. But pashup shot, it is at most a din darabanan, probably a minhag. A minhag tov, right? It's not even a din darabanan. That's what there can be many kulis. But that's what Tosfos quotes, Tosfos and Tainus on this pasuk. Aser to aser. Hachi yisi bisifri. Aser to aser is kol tvo asarecha. Yisi yisi shana shana. Ein li yela tvo asarecha. Shechai b'maiser. This is only tvoa. Ribis pragmatia for kol shar ravachim inayin. How do you know to give staka and meiser from all of your other profits? Tam alomar is called es kol. Davi matzil lemeimar es tvuascha. My kol larabos ribis pragmatia for kol davar shemar viachpo. That's the drasha. But Rove Rishonim assume that it's not even a dinter rabbanan. It's a minug. It's a minhag kadum, it's a nice minhag, but it is not the pashup shot of the pasuk, and that's this pasuk here. Tzvua zarecha, it has to be at least a third. So the Gemara says now, but wait a minute, so what did we just prove from these two psukim together? That fruit, fruit go by the shlish. Rather, our Mishnah was talking about orez and duchim, which is hashrasha, which we'll get back to, by the Shem in a couple of minutes, but first we're talking about fruit. Fruit go by a shlish. So the Gemara says, so you're saying a shlish is a significant stage. So wherever the shlish is, if it gets to the shlish of its development in the fifth year, it's a fifth year fruit. Ask the Gemara, why do we say that? Me'ata shlish harishon l'sha'avar v'shlish hasheni l'haba. Why don't you say, you're right, the third is a significance. Let's say it reaches a third of its development in the fifth year. So that first third should be fifth year. But by the time you get to the full development, it's the sixth year. So the next two thirds should be the sixth year. You should have percentage. Why do you say, oh, this is the most important time, and then the entire fruit goes by, you know, the whole orchard goes by when this moment occurs? Says the Gemara, Me'ata shlisha rishon l'sha'avar, v'shlishi shlisha sheni l'aba. Why don't you say that? So the Gemara says, no. Amar Reb Yochanan, michag ha'sukos. You learn it from sukkos. You learn it from sukkos. What sukkos? Really, what this means is you learn it from hakel. The mitzvah that occurs after Sukkos in the eighth year, right? The pasuk says in the end of the Torah, "Vayelech miketz shevashanim," right? Miketz, right? At the end of the Shemitah year, miketz shevashanim. At the end of the Shemitah year, let me just find the pasuk. Says the Torah, "Miketz shevashanim b'moed shnas haShemitah b'chag haSukkos." In the end of the seventh year, b'chag haSukkos. One second. Sukkos after Shemitah is the eighth year, and the Torah still refers to it as the seventh year, right? So you have to, okay, it means miketz after. It doesn't say that. Miketz shevashanim, b'vay shatash b'itah b'chag ha'sukkah. So you see, Hakel is still linked to the seventh year, even though it's a little bit into the eighth year. So too, these growths, they have an ikar part in 1 year, so even though it goes into the next year, we don't split it. Here we go. Machag ha'sukkah is laba, va'at mahalik bo l'sha'avar. Chag ha'sukkah, even though it's laba, it's with the eighth year, but you consider it with l'sha'avar, you consider it with the seventh year. V'ilu hain lavo. So too, the rest of the growth of this fruit is in the future connected year. You still throw it back to the previous year. And therefore, you don't split how things grow in terms of Trumas and Maestros. It all goes by 1 year. It all goes by 1 year. Interesting, the Meshech Chachma by Hakel talks about, so why Dafka do we do Hakel right when we do it? We do Hakel at the end of the Shemitah year, at the first Yantif on Sukkot, right after the Shemitah year. Why then? So the Meshech Chachma has two opposite suggestions. This is in Dvarim, Lamed Aleph Yud. Miketz shavashanim tasa shmita. Shana rishon al shmita. Umitzayen al shmita. So obviously it's connected to shmita. Right? Because what does it say? What does it say in the first year? Just say in the first year, you know, do hakel. No. It's the year after shmita, do hakel. So obviously it's connected to that. Ki bishnasa shmita. Are you pnu yimitir da samalacha basadeh? During shmita, everybody, all the farmers, which was a large percentage of the population at that time, everybody took off. Everybody was sitting and learning. Kain mintirdas hamischar shenishmat ko mashe yado. Right, we're not focused on our panasa for that year. Vayu pinuyim laavodas Hashem yisparach kol haam kakatan kagadol. Vayu divrei Torah hanishmaim lahem nichnasim laaznam baomek havana. Number one, we're more receptive of the messages of Hakel because of what we've just been through. That year, we're on a different spiritual level. All of Klal Yisrael, and therefore, hopefully, we're more ready for it. So it's connected to the past. But then he says, "Va'od ki atora hi nisyonos lahavdil ben achemda v'tayva v'kina asher achomer yachmed al nefesh." The Torah gives us the proper perspective in terms of how we're supposed to look at life. Lachain, after right when you're about to go back into the real world, so to speak, we have Hakel. Hakel is supposed to give us a defense, not focused on the past, but focus on the future. Lachena charei charisha v'ketzira nasvelam shana temima. Follow bekilyon einayim yabito alzmana heter. They were probably looking forward. When am I going to start again my business? When am I going to get back on the tractor? Latzeis ish ish el karmo v'el sadeyu. Right when you're thinking about going back, oz mitzave lahem lehi kahel v'lishmo advar Hashem b'yushalayim bazara l'man yedun derech Hashem ba'asosam malechas advekarim. No focus on Torah right before you go back. So you put your parnasa in perspective. Ubihi tavam bimitsulos hachemdos hachomrios lamtin odmat lishmo advar Hashem vehavein. And understand this. So he has two pshatim, one backwards and one forwards. One backwards and one forwards in terms of the reasons that Hakel is where it is. Again, there's a lot more there. The Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch has a beautiful discussion of Hakel in Mitzvah 612, Taryab. Right, second to last mitzvah in the Taryag says the. I'll just read this paragraph. Bishar Shia mitzvah. Lefishakoli karen shel am Yisrael yatorah ubayi pad yifredu mikolum avalashon. Right, the ikur of Bnei Yisrael is the Torah, and this is what separates us from all the other nations. V'alkein bios koli karen ba ra'ui. It's appropriate. Shikalu akol yachad bizman min hazmanim. Once in a while, we should all get together, men, women, and children. To get together to hear the Dvar Hashem. V'tia hatshuva l'shmo adivrei Torah shikali kareinu v'odinu v'tivrateinu. This is glory to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just to ask us to do that every year, to come together, men, women, and children, every single person, maybe it's too hard. But once every seven years, that'll be an inspiration that we'll take with us for a very long time. So that's the, again, a lot more messages of Hakel. But now we'll continue. Says the, oh, one more, I can't not say. Right, remember the Gemara in Chagiga. The Gemara in Chagiga. Gemara in Chagiga on Daf Gimel. And this Gemara, this is a great regalia to Hakel. The Gemara in Chagiga on Daf Gimel. The Gemara says that Maaseh Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Rabbi Elazar ben Chisva, two rabbis were walking to go see Rabbi Yeshua in Pekiyan. When they get there, Rabbi Yeshua says, "Nu, what did you learn in the Beis Medrash today?" No, what'd you learn? Amrulo, they said, Talmidcha anu, meimechanu shosim. You're our Rebbe. We came to learn from you. What are you asking us what was learned in the Beis Medrash? Amar lohem. No, still, this, you got to have learned something. Afal pikein efshar lebeis medrash below chiddush. No, who gave shir today? Who gave shir today? Bozer ben Azariah. Bozer ben Azariah? Okay, well, tell me that he said. What did he say? Hakelas hanashim hanashim hataf. In hanashim ba'am lo mode, the men come to learn, the women come, the women who were illiterate at the time, lishmoa, taf lama bayin, litin schar lemeviehen. Right? They come to bring skip schar to the ones who brought them. Amar lahem. So, Rabbi Yochanan, Reb Yeshua says, Margolis tova haisa biyadchem. Uvikashim la'adami meni? You had a pearl. And you didn't give me this pearl? You wouldn't have told me? What was he so excited about? What's so excited about this chazal? So, I think the Avos Rabbi Nasan, one of the Midrashim, say that Rabbi Yeshua, his parents used to bring his crib into the Beis Medrash when he was a baby. And he never understood. What, maybe I don't understand anything. He brought my crib into the Beis Medrash. But when he hears this from Hakel, Litin Schar Lemeviehen, and he realizes that the Avira, even if you don't know, they don't know what's going on. Right? The Avira has a hashpa on the Neshama. And that's why he was very excited. This Margolis that the Talmidim didn't want to give him. Okay. We continue. So says the Gemara, we just learned that the fruit, the key moment of fruit is shlish, when it grows a third. So the Gemara says now, three lines from the bottom. Ne'mar af ba'orezu betuchenu ba'pargenu b'shum shemin kein. So why don't we say the same thing by the ones in our Mishnah? Right? Rice and millet. Why do those go by hashrasha? Right? Why don't those also go by what? What's the other choice? What should they go by? So if you look in the Tosas Rid, the Tosas Rid in Rosh Hashanah quotes both Havaminas. Quotes Rashi there and he quotes others. The Tosas Rid, Rosh Hashanah Yud Gimel. Hamoreh, the Tosas Rid calls Rashi the Moreh, the teacher. Hamoreh, everybody has a different name for Rashi. Tosas has Kuntris and the Meiri has Gdolei HaMefarshim. And the Tosas Rid has the Mora. Hamora pirish shahaya min adin shenelich bahen basar lakita kiyerek. Lakita. Why does rice and millet go by hashrasha? It should go by lakita like vegetables. Vishar mefarshim pirshu. And the Tosas Rid says, but other mefarshim other than Rashi says, no. It should go by shlish, like tavua, like fruit. That's the question. So machlok has shown him. What's the question here? Why does Orez and the Duchin go by Hashrasha? It should go by one of the other two options. Rest the Tosas Rid here in Rosh Hashanah and Gimel has both options. He says, Ukadivri Shar Mefarshim Niroli. I think that the other Mefarshim are more correct in the Havamina, that it should go by the growth of a third, not by Lakita, because what does this have to do with vegetables? She'ena kitniyos domus liyerek, she'ne'achal gufei ha'alin vaklachin. Vegetables you eat, they're leafy, you eat the leaves coming out of the grounds. Right, avakinios, you know, nechal priya kitvua, but kinios, rice and millet, that's like grains. But fruit, I should say, fruit doesn't only mean fruit. Fruit also might mean grain, right? The pri. So that's those are two days in the Tosas Rid. What exactly does Hava mean? Okay, so back to the question. So why by Orez and Duchin do you go by Hashrasha? So Rav Chuna Bar Chia Amar Sheif Shalamod Alaf. Because it's too hard otherwise. Why? Because in the fields of the rice and the millet and the sesame, they don't all grow at the same speed and the same rate. You could have one field and you could have some that reach a third today, some in a month, some, it would be impossible if you say that it goes by a third. Because it doesn't, they don't grow in a uniform way, the fields. So that is why, if you go by Hashrasha, all of them have the same hashrasha. That would be easier to measure. Says the Mara Fulda though. Look at the Mara Fulda here, quoting from Rashi. There's a quote from Rashi in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Gimel. Because what we're talking about here is Durabanan anyway, so Chazal could come up with a uniform measure. That's what Rashi says. And look what he quotes. Ef shalamot olav bishlama b'adam arafolda bishlama gabi dogan by when it comes to wheat kol asada mevi shlish, right, the whole field brings comes up to a third bebasachas Masha'en, that's how you know also, when it says pre before, I kept saying fruit, but it also means grain. Masha'en kein hani ein kol asada mevi shlish ka'achas. By these, it doesn't all happen at once. V'yim kein havele yashad v'chadish b'yachad. If you go by a shlish, then it can be different years in the same field. So that is why Chazal just made a uniform Ashrasha, third to last line. V'kivan da maisus halalu derabanan hu. And since we're only talking about derabanan anyway, why? Rashi shita, Tosfos is shita all over Shas. Rashi and Tosfos. Midaraisa, only dag and tirosh v'yitzar. Only wheat, oil, and wine. And maybe grapes and olives. That's it. Everything else is trumas and maisus midarabanan. That's the sheet of Rashi and Tosfos all over Shas. So right here, Kivan de Minat Torah Dagan Yirish VeYitzar Ksiv Yesh Koch V'Yar Chachamim Lakvor LeNzban KeEchad. It's a quote from Rashi. Therefore, Chachamim have the power to make a set time for Azli Basar Hashrasha Shekula Nishrishu KaAchas Shari KaAchas Nizru. They're all planted at once, so therefore that's what they go by. Meaning, if it was Daraisa, then you'd have to be more careful about it. So for the Rambam, you'll have to figure this more out. The Rambam, as we've mentioned in the past, the Rambam argues, he says, all fruit is Trumas and Maisus Midaraisa. All fruit. Vegetables are for sure Durabanan. That's a Gemara. Maiser Yerik is Durabanan. What about apples and pears and peaches and plums? Rambam says, Trumas and Maisus Midaraisa. Rashi and Tosfos, Trumas and Maisus Midarabanan. There is a sheet of the Ravid. Whenever we quote this, we'd like to talk about this, we'd like to mention the Ravid and the Kus of Shum. The Ravid at the Kus of Shum is where the Ravid and the Baal Amor were Chavruses and major Bar Pluktis in Provence. So we have the Baal Amor and the Ravid on the bottom of the Rif, and we have in the Baalei HaNefesh. So in the Kus of Shum is a separate sefer that the Ravid quotes, Kus of Shum, the Baal Amor said this, and he argues on it. Right? That's the Kus of Shum. It says there, and he quotes. So so in Chulin, the Ravid has one comment in Perek Tes, and he says, without getting into the details, he says, I agree fundamentally with the Rashi and Tosfos. The Chiv of Trumas and Maisus is only on Dag and Tirosh V'Yitzar. But if you took off Trumas and Maisus from oranges and apples and pears, there's a Chalos Kiyam Daraisa. Meaning, not like the Rambam, that there's a Chiv Daraisa on all fruit, but I agree, if you did it, there would be a Kiyam Daraisa. So the Ravid has a middle Shita in this regard. So that's what Rashi says. Tosfos there in Rosh Hashanah, and Dafid Gimel just asks, says, what did Rashi say? It's all Darabanan, so that's why you could have this year. What are we talking about here? We're talking about Shemitah. Shemitah's Daraisa. Not just Dagan Tirosh V'Yitzar. Whether a fruit has Kedusha Shemitah or not, that's Daraisa. All fruit, according to Rashi and Tosfos also. So what's Rashi talking about? That, it's all Darabanan anyway. We're talking about figuring out the year, not just for Trumas and Maisras, but for Shemitah. So Tosfos asks, I don't understand what Rashi's talking about there. Unless you say it's Shemitah Bezman Hazeh. Shemitah Bezman Hazeh is Durabanan. So that's what Tosfos works on in Rosh Hashanah on Dav Yud Gimel Amid Beis. Shviyas Daraisa. Dina Basu Lakita. Ahechi Azlina Basu Rosh Rasha. Lahater B'Shviyas K'Sheshvishu B'Sheshish. So that's a discussion. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Mesivin Lachuna Barachia. Lachuna Barachia asks, V'hatani, one second. You're telling me that if it's confusing, right? It's too confusing for rice to go by a third because some of the field will blossom now and then some of it will blossom in a month from now. It's too confusing. But we have a precedent of what to do for that. We have the Egyptian beans. We're going to talk about the Egyptian beans for a while now. The Egyptian beans, the Pula Mitzri, they also have this problem. But you know what you do? The Brisa says, Sover as Garna Latocho, some of them grew this year, some of them grew that year. You know what you do? You harvest all of them together, you put it in a big pile, you mix it all up. So when you mix it up all very evenly, you hope that every little bunch that you take is going to have some from this year and some from that year. You know, it's either, let's say, fifth year or sixth year, or sixth year or seventh year. So, Tovar Sarda Batocho, Venimsa Maser Mizaro Yarko Miyarko Alzaro. And you know that in every bunch, you'll have a good percentage from each of the years. So why don't you do the same thing by the rice? So it'll be two different years. Do the same thing. Amar Reb Yosa, Kaima Chuna Bar Chama. Reb Yosi said that he upheld this Shita. Reb Yona Chuna Bar Chia B'Shem Shmuel. He answers, no, this is why you can't do that. Ksiv, Aser Ta Aser is called Tfuah Asarecha. Be Ma'aser, your Tfuah. And Ma'aser Echad B'Shana Achas. Venat Ma'aser Shnei Ma'asos B'Shana Achas. The Torah wants you to take off one Ma'aser per year. Meaning, Ma'aser Rishon is one, but then this, after Ma'aser Rishon, it's Maiser Shady or Maiser Ani, not both. The Torah doesn't want you to take off both. So if you mix them together, you're going to be taking off both, right? And therefore, that's why you go back to, you go by Ashrasha. Go by Ashrasha, you don't go by this mixing. So the Gemara says, so what about bipolar mitzri? We allow it. Right? Hativa on haripolar mitzri. What about bipolar mitzri? Haru shnei maisos b'shanachas. Detani, as we just said, tsover es grana l'tocho, v'nimsa ma'aser mizaro al yakom yakom al zaro. Right? So what about l'chunya barachiyah's question? Right? If it's good enough for the Egyptian bean, why isn't it good enough for the rice and the millet? Why? What's the difference between them? And there's no answer given. So don't look ahead. Often in Yerushalmis, more than Bavlis, there is no answer given. Maybe there was an answer, but we just don't have it. But there's no answer given. But either way, Lamaskana, we paskin like that, goes by the Mishnah, that goes by Hashrasha. Even though you have this possibility of mixing it together like the pull HaMitzri. So we'll have to see, Be'ez Hashem, the next time, another reason the Gemara is going to give why we go by Hashrasha by these items, not just practically because it's too hard, but there could be another option, as we'll see, Be'ez Hashem, on the next daf. Okay, we'll stop here. Sure.